western Ukraine. I'm Roger Stern, Fox News. Russian missiles hit the city of Lviv this morning. Officials there say 7 people are dead and 11 hurt, but there's rubble yet to be cleared. The mayor of Lviv, Andriy Sadovy, speaking through a translator.
All the cities and the villages are in the same situation. The aggressor is committing the acts of genocide. They target peaceful civilians. They kill the civilians.
There's speculation the Russians were aiming at a train station. Police in Phoenix have a suspect in custody in the shooting of one of their officers. More from Marissa Barb Sarbak of Fox affiliate KSAZ in Phoenix.
Officers were on scene negotiating for hours. Scottsdale is where they were able to find Nicholas Cowan. We are told multiple law enforcement officials and agencies were all involved in this. This was an 80-hour investigation. They have been looking for him since Thursday morning. We are told Cowan was struck several times and injured on that Thursday morning. He fled the scene, abandoned his car, and then called an old friend.
The wounded officer is in stable condition. A lawyer for the suspect in the weekend South Carolina shopping mall shooting says his client fired in self-defense. Gunfire wounded at least 11 people in Columbia. No one was killed. Air travelers facing higher fares this past weekend. These flyers spoke out at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport.
Coming to Dallas this time last year, my flight has almost doubled in price.
Airfares have changed a lot, price-wise.
The online booking site Hopper says airfares are up 40% this year. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
We may be moving closer to lowering the COVID vaccine age. Fox's Grinnell Scott is watching that.
Dr. Ashish Jha says when it comes to COVID shots for children under 5 years of age, the scientists at Pfizer and Moderna are compiling the data on that to give to the FDA. As for his guess on a timeline, he said on Fox News Sunday,
as soon as the FDA can get through the data, put together some sort of an assessment, we will see this. My hope is it'll be in the next couple of months.
Dr. Jha says the science showing that the shot will prevent severe illness in kids under 5 will be important. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
For the first time since the pandemic began, the Boston Marathon is taking place on Patriots Day, which is today. It was canceled in 2020, and last year it was delayed. Today is also tax day. Fox's Hillary Barsky has sharpened her pencils and gotten out her forms.
Today, most filers will need to submit their 2021 tax returns or request an extension, which would give them 6 more months to get their taxes in order. The later date is a result of the Emancipation Holiday in the District of Columbia. Taxpayers who live in Maine or Massachusetts have until tomorrow to file because of the Patriots Day holiday. Tax season is ending the earliest it has since 2019, pre-pandemic. In 2020, the deadline was in July, and last year's extension was mid-May. There won't be any extension like the past couple of years, except for some taxpayers in areas that were affected by natural disasters. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Over the weekend, someone killed a Queens, New York woman and left her body in a duffel bag.
A man walking his dogs found 51-year-old Orsolia Gall dead, stuffed in a duffel bag. Police found a trail of blood from the duffel bag to the family's home on Juneau Street. The New York Post is reporting the couple's 13-year-old son was questioned and then released by police.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.